Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey. Welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. Is that how it starts? Whatever. Hey!
No, you don't say your name. I think you say, welcome to Shut Up A Second, I'm Jackson, then I go...
I'm Zoe.
Oh! I'm still learning lessons 40 episodes in. 124? Oh, who knows. Anyway, today's topic is banana bread.
Yum, yum.
Because I have some. We like banana bread. We pro it. We pro the BB.
Yeah, of course. I don't think you can really be anti-banana bread, can you? I feel like it's not even... People who like bananas like... people who hate bananas like
banana
bread.
Yeah, that's true,
bread,
actually.
Right?
Good point.
It's a delicious bread. And which is a cake.
Yes, it is a cake. It's not a bread. Let's say you could not have a banana bread toasty. No. Although, maybe...
If you had it with like... what did Elvis used to eat? It was like bacon and peanut butter and banana and maple syrup or some shit.
Yeah, if you'd put that in banana bread, that would be good. Here's a toasty trick I learned. We're already moving vastly, rapidly off topic. Okay.
We'll get back there.
Yeah, we'll get back there. Okay, you're making... Let me let you in a little secret, okay? This is a little toasty trick. You're making a toasty, huh? Just cheese. You're just doing a cheese toasty, yeah? But you want to spice it up a little bit? A little bit of honey mustard. A little bit of honey mustard on the bread. Uh-huh. Cheese on top. Yeah. Toast that shit. Oh baby girl.
I mean, it's not a hack to put mustard in a sandwich, Jackson.
I did it. I hacked a sandwich.
Sandwich hacks. Okay, this is crafty.com.
Put more things in the sandwich to make it taste different. Huh? Has anyone thought of that?
Because it doesn't change it that much, you know.
Just what kind of cheese are you using?
I'm using vintage cheddar, I think it is. Oh. I don't know. It's some Colby shit. I don't know.
I've been doing my go-to toasty at the moment is just like a cheddar toasty because it's got the right amount of melt.
Yeah.
But chuck some parmesan in there for flavor.
Ooh.
Hello.
A bit of a savory, sophisticated toasty. Okay.
That's interesting. Would you consider that a hack?
Like, no, I would.
None of these are
consider
hacks.
That a toasty with two types of cheese.
Yeah, it's just a different recipe of sandwich.
What would you consider a toasty hack then? What would have I had to have described to you for you to count it as a hack?
I don't know. There's not much you can. I once my friend Nick. He was like he did a very similar thing to what you're doing now. He's like, hey, I got a little hack for when you're making toasties. Yeah. You butter the outside of the bread when you put it in the press. I'm like, that's not a hack. That's what you're supposed to do. That's just the process.
That's just how you do it.
That's what everyone does. If you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong.
You're gonna have a...
That's part of it.
Yeah. Well, then, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what you would... If I was like, okay, here's a little hack for making your toasty. Your
a hack would be like the way of physically like making it. Like if you found a hack that... Like, if you invented the sandwich press after years of grilling your toasty.
Yeah, and having to do it on one side each and not squishing it. That's a hack.
You're like, what I've invented this machine. Now, that's a hack. If you invented a better toaster.
What about when people get the...
No,
we're not going to let Jackson talk.
I'm getting bullied!
It feels good.
I know what you're about to say, Jackson. It makes me very angry.
What about when people get a toaster and they turn it on its side? Would you count that as a hack?
Yeah. That's a hack. It sucks. It's a bad hack because it's going to fling your cheese across the room.
Yeah, and then you've got melted cheese.
Actually, I also don't think, Zoe, I don't think inventing a machine is a hack. I think a hack, it has to be like a household thing to change what's going on.
Okay.
Like, you know, when people, they put bread ties on wires and write what's on it.
What about this? Okay.
To say what kind of wire
on.
That's a hack.
I was learning recently, they've released a video game called New World, right? It was like, I don't know what it was, some kind of MMO. But it was so graphically intensive that it burned people's graphics cards. Like, it melted.
Oh, I thought you were going to say eyes.
I thought you were
going to
say
their wrist. Whoa! No, but I mean, so it made their computers like red hot, right? Like hot enough to melt their graphics card. So if I was like, here's a fun toasty hack. Get your bread, get your cheese, computer. Get your bread, download, purchase from Steam, New World, then leave your toasty on the motherboard and play the game till it melts your graphics card. Then you can have a nice hot toasty. Would you count that as a hack? Does a hack have to be good?
I guess. I think by definition. No, yeah, no, because it's not good. It makes your life worse.
I think hack is neutral. I think it can be a bad hack.
No, it's not. You can't. No.
But I was like, here's a hack for your eyes. Stare directly at the sun.
Yeah, put a fork in it.
Yeah.
The greatest hack.
How to go blind quicker.
Hack.
Yeah.
Yeah, rule.
That is kind of a hack.
Here's a hack to make sure you need glasses.
Yeah.
Just
stare at the damn
look at the sun forever.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
There's those people who are like, I don't eat, I just look at the sun.
Oh, those people who believe in photosynthesis.
That's a hack. That's a hack.
The body hack.
Yeah, body hack, just stare at the sun.
Drink water, look at the sun, photosynthesize.
My favorite thing about them, because it's typically like breatharians, people who are like, I get all my nutrients just from fucking earth juice or whatever, is that whenever they're caught out, they are just not cheeky or sneaky about it. It'll be like, this man who was like a leader of the breatharian community photographed at McDonald's eating Big Mac. And you're just like, if you're like leading this cult of breatharians, Uberates it to yourself. Probably don't go in. You know what I mean?
Get someone to pick it up for you, at least. Like,
I was watching a video of it was this Australian lady, actually, who, terrible woman, caused a lot of death. Because a lot of people just followed her blindly. Very upsetting. But they were like, do you eat? And she's like, well, I don't need to. And they're like, but do you eat? And she's like, well, sometimes I desire a flavor. And so then, of course, I eat. That's eating.
Yeah.
That's, you can't be like, I'm getting all my energy from the air, but sometimes I crave a steak. And if I need a steak, of course, just for flavor, I'll eat the steak. That's cheating. No, you can't do that. Cheeky.
Yeah, because she's for sure craving like protein.
Yeah,
stuff,
or just like...
Like every day I crave food. Like,
Not to be healthy or need energy. Just I like the flavor of it, so I eat.
Just when I get hungry, I eat.
Yeah.
Just when I get hungry, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess I'm a breatharian too. Actually, that's not true, because I eat when I'm hungry.
I eat when I'm bored so often.
I actually just non-stop eating.
Last night
at like midnight, I did the bored eat and ate an entire like microwave packet of popcorn.
Fuck yeah.
And it got to the bottom of the bag and was like, aww. You didn't need this.
That's like, the worst feeling.
But then I shoved my hand in the bag and wiped my hands on the side to get all the butter and salt out.
To get the
salt. And I was like,
look at salt. It's good for you. Salt's good for you. Otherwise, they wouldn't give it to
us. And as we've learned in the past couple months, whatever's good for a horse
is good for you. It works.
What's that great Reagan quote where he's like, the best thing for the outside of a man is the inside of a horse? Something like that. I don't know what he was talking about, but it's a great quote.
Did he get it wrong?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what Reagan intended there, what he meant. Yeah.
I think he meant...
No, it's the point. No, it's
yeah,
the
best thing for the inside of a man is the outside of a horse.
Well, that...
Yeah, he wasn't...
It, which implies... Anything. Yeah, it implies
it
you're riding
you're
the horse.
Like people have sex with horses.
Yeah.
Both of them sound like you're having sex with horses. It's just who's tops and who's bottoming. That's the difference.
No. The inside... Oh, yeah, it does sound like getting fucked by a horse.
Exactly, okay?
And getting fucked by a horse can lead to death.
That's true.
Yeah, it happens.
That happened
like
to that
Mr.
man.
Mr. Hands.
The documentary about Mr. Hands, I don't know if I've brought this up on air, but there is a documentary about Mr. Hands, and it is... The most dull documentary about a man getting fucked to death by a horse.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I guess if you, getting fucked by a horse, then you're not much else going on.
No, and they just keep not referring to it.
You got to talk about it.
Yeah, they keep referring to it as the incident.
That's why everyone's watching.
And stuff like that. And they're like, well, when the incident happened. And you're like, you mean getting fucked to death by a horse?
You can say it.
Be funny.
We're all here.
They never mentioned it at all, and then just like it sort of ended when I don't know whatever he got a new job or something, and then it's and that was it. And then in the post credits is like being Mr. Hands died by getting fucked to death by a horse.
Wait, what?
Never mentioned it at all.
Absolutely buried.
What a twist!
Yeah. That's the Mr. Hand story is my, and this is so not good, is if I'm at a party full of, and it doesn't happen to me very often because, like, it's just been a long time since parties have been allowed, but if I'm at a party...
Yeah, and you didn't get invited to make
it. Because of this exact situation. Yeah. If I'm at a party and I don't want to talk to the people or I want to, like, go on autopilot, I just tell the Mr. Hand story. It's like my go-to... If I'm like, I don't want to talk to anyone, I'm like, hey, did you know a guy got fucked to death by a horse? Because it'll do two things. Either people will be like, I don't want to talk to this guy. Great. Or everybody just gathers around because they're interested, and I can just go on autopilot and tell the story of Miss Hands because it tells itself. You know what
performer.
I mean?
Performer.
I don't know if I know the story. Is there much of a story besides he got fucked to death by a horse?
Yeah, I used to know it more, but, you know, it's been so long since I've had to tell it that...
Yeah, the details have become fuzzy. Lost. Yeah,
mine used to be, back in the day... Yeah. I used to be able to tell the story of Joe Exotic. That was my go-to.
But now everyone
knows
it.
Yeah, pre-Tiger King, that was my story. That was my thing that I could just be like, here's an interesting story about a crazy man.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, that's such an interesting story. You have a good brain. And I'd be like, yes. Yes,
I do.
And then those pesky guys at Netflix.
Yeah, real rude.
You didn't even get a producing credit
or anything. I once got a microphone at a party to tell that story. Like, whoa. I didn't bring the microphone. Like, someone handed me a microphone, and I was like, this feels right. Yeah. Like,
this is where I'm meant to be.
Yeah. You'd be doing TED Talks about
Yeah. What would you do a TED Talk about if you could? Like, they're giving you, you got a platform. What are you talking about?
Oh, fuck. I don't know anything about I have no skill. I couldn't do...
I reckon I'd just go up there and do animal noises and ask the audience to guess what I'm doing.
I just do a type five. I got it right beforehand. No laughs. I bomb. But I go, it's actually... Bombing's a really important part of the process.
Like, yeah, everybody really boos you and you're like...
It's actually good.
So what just happened, though? You all, and then you click a little thing, and like on a display screen, it says "boo." Booed me. Boo's an acronym.
Yeah, I just did what's referred to as bombing, and you show a picture of that guy that played Crane.
Do you reckon? Can I do some animal noises for you?
Absolutely.
You tell me what animal I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this?
Man. Yeah. Do it
That's
again.
Right. All right, was it goat?
Yeah, it was a goat. It was a goat.
Was it really?
Okay, all right. What about this?
All right.
Pig.
Yeah, it was a pig. Well done. You guys are good at this.
I was gonna say a kind of monkey, but
no. Zoe's clued in.
I've figured out the game.
Frame.
I got goat.
Now it's the final one to see who wins.
Okay, final one to see who wins. Okay, let me hang on. I gotta think of a good one.
Yeah.
What animals we got? What animals that are okay.
Frog.
No.
Is it?
No.
Duck.
Yes.
He's
always king of the barnyard.
King of the barnyard.
I would like a little more explanation, Hayden, about your lizard guess.
Wait, do the noise for me again. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I can imagine a lizard just going.
What it felt like happened to me.
Like a bearded dragon or something running around. Just kind of like... it's like they're idle.
This is what it seemed like happened from my perspective, Hayden. You guessed frog. Yeah. Frog was wrong. But you were on a out of control train that you could turn down the amphibian lizard path, and so lizard came next.
Man. I was gonna get a snake out.
Yeah,
of that.
Like you just like there was no turning back from that.
And Hayden just started guessing. He just started throwing stuff out. Listening That's with true. My ear holes.
Well, the thing is, because you said it was the decider, so I was panicking because it became a competition. And so I was going to get as many, I'm going to play the numbers game, just throw as many answers out. None of them can see.
Just throw them out.
I was watching
a video about a game show from like the 70s, I think, or maybe the 80s.
I love your life, Jack.
Where the... This guy won.
Whacked.
Won, you know, past tense won. He won, like, game after game after game after game, purely because he was just quick. That was his strategy. He just buzzed first. If he didn't know the answer, he just buzzed first.
What was the game? Just like
trivia? Just trivia.
Just a quiz?
So he would buzz first. Even if he didn't know the answer, he would buzz first, and he would guess. And if he buzzed first, it meant the other people couldn't guess, because it wasn't a game show where if you got the question wrong, the next people could answer.
Ah,
so he just is fast. But
he
then
just
it's
monopolized
crazy to watch.
The time.
Huh?
He just monopolized the time.
Absolutely. And it works. Like 100% of the time it works. And you see, as his score slowly rises, because if he loses 5 points for getting a question wrong, it's not a big deal because he's the only one getting points. And you can watch as the other contestants get more and more frightened and stressed. And also, like, this guy, like, he knew kind of his trivia as well. Like, he wasn't, like, an idiot. But what would happen is that the other contestants would be like, the way to win this game is to be quick. But they would buzz in, but because they're panicking, they just wouldn't have an answer, and so they would lose points. It was it's crazy to watch. And I think he was kicked off the game because they were like, you figured out,
you're doing
you've hacked
it,
it, basically.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
You're in the spirit of this,
I wish I could remember what
Did he get money or anything, at least?
He made heaps and heaps of money. Let me see if I can find the video.
Billions.
It was
That's a fun way to make
I feel
money.
Like
Drew Gooden,
it's disappointing that prize money for TV shows now is, it used to be $1 million for everything, and now it's like 30.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, because I think game shows aren't as popular as they used to be, so there's not enough ad revenue.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And also, like, you know, in the 90s, there was 3 things you could watch at the time, whereas now there's you can watch anything all at once.
It's pretty good to watch anything all at once.
Yeah,
it's good to be watching a TV show and then also watching a video on YouTube. Like on your phone?
That's I don't know if I've done that very often.
I do that all the time.
All the time. Sometimes I'll be watching a YouTube video and I'll be like, I need something to watch in the background of this YouTube video.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Where you're like, my brain somehow needs more stimulation. I can't explain it, but it just does.
Yeah.
I've had a thing where I've been listening to a podcast and it gets to a sort of dry bit. I'm like, oh, I should listen to a podcast. No, I'm already doing that. I'm already here. There's no more layers.
Your leisurely pursuit has become a slog.
Yeah.
I always do it because I like watching, I'm gross. So yeah, I like watching those pimple popping videos on YouTube. I know. Yeah,
they are disgusting.
They are gross, but they're good
the
for my brain.
I understand that you would get. I just don't
know. No, that's all right. That's, for me, it's the good shit, man. And so I will, I don't need the sound for that. So I will have that on mute while watching TV.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as 5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
And now that's the only way I can do things.
By washing people's pus and, what, the wires on the background on mute.
That's powerful.
But what are you doing whilst doing that?
I'm watching 2 shows, and then I also might simultaneously be doing my nails and or eating something.
That's 4 things. Right. That's so impressive. That's such multitasking.
While eating something, watching the pimple videos.
Yeah, I'm desensitized to them.
That's gross.
I can send you guys my favorite one.
Yeah. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to know it.
Oh, yeah. Do you have, like, top favorites that you watch on repeat? Like, oh, this
is a
good
one. Yeah, it's a good one.
I like the bit where the pus comes out of this one.
Yeah, because I guess the more pus, the better. Well, like I can't judge because if I'm, like, my YouTube thing to watch in the background is near-death experiences.
Yeah, I was going to say. Tape.
That's what I love to watch. Like somebody falling off a huge building or, like, getting hit by an avalanche. That I'm all for that. There's a great one.
Sorry, yeah. I just to cut it. I remember one of the last times we were able to be together as a family, and we were like hanging out, and then you put this on, and I just remember Hayden being like, "Well, the party's ended because Jackson's just put on the worst thing to put on in the background."
Yeah, ruin the whole.
Because then within half an hour, we're all like, "Well, it's time to go home."
Yeah,
let's go to bed. I'm tired actually.
Yeah, let's call it. Let's call it.
That's I mean, my current background thing, a bunch of Anthony Bourdain's. Parts Unknown has been uploaded to YouTube, like one episode a day. I've been watching that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's good.
I'm like, I wonder how much of that I have to watch before I start watching heinous, horrific things like you. Will I turn into that if I do this podcast?
Yeah, it's coming. It's on its way. Well, I don't know. There's something... When somebody... So, like, one of my favorite videos of somebody nearly dying is it's a guy, maybe it's two guys, and they're going paragliding, right? But one guy slips when they... jump off the crest off the hill.
I've seen that.
And he falls and has to grab on with one hand to the guy who's still holding onto the parachute. And they just for ages slowly drift to the ground whilst he's just by one hand holding onto the paraglider. And man, I don't know. What a rush. What a rush to watch.
Like you're so dead inside that you need to see people almost dying to feel anything.
Absolutely. But then if I think about doing something like bungee jumping, I'm like, oh, no, too scary.
Too scary.
Yeah. I'd rather skydive than bungee jump.
Yeah, that's...
Have I talked about this? No. I feel like we talked about this the other day, maybe.
I've never heard it.
No.
Oh, well, it's not that interesting, but...
Okay. I'll tell you some short.
I just feel like bungee jumping's too close to the ground, and it's too... I don't
know. What if the rope snaps? What if the rope's too long?
Mm.
Yeah, what if you snap back too quickly, hit the pole that you jumped off?
Yeah, that would be scary.
Yeah, that happens all the time, every day. With this skydiving, you're like, well, it's too surreal, and you got a long time before you.
Plus, with skydiving, typically you've got like a more trained professional on your back.
Yeah, so, the bungee jump is. If I'd do a tandem bungee jump with a professional who's just there, like stone faced, just like you got this.
Yeah, because like when you're doing it with a skydiver, they're there to like pull all of the cords at the right time.
Yeah,
bungee jumper, he's just there for emotional support.
I was talking to Adam about this, and he was like, "Have you seen the video of a guy who bungee jumps into a river, but then a crocodile eats him?" I'm like, "That has never happened. There's no way
that's a fake.
That's true." And he's like, "No, it is." And then he tried to find a video, and they were all very obvious.
So
there was
funny.
One; it's incredibly obvious it's fake. And he's like, "I remember this video."
I think I love the. I don't like the idea of bungee jumping because it's scary, but I love the idea of bungee jumping down and stealing something from someone and bungee jumping back up. That appeals to me. But here's the thing: I always forget about bungee jumping because you never see bungee jumping finish, right? Because surely it ends with you just dangling there.
Yeah.
Because you don't bungee jump down and then bungee jump back to standing up on the platform. That would be insane. Yeah. But you never think about it. So if I did bungee jump down, grab a sandwich and bungee jump up, I'd be like, aha, got them. And then slowly just yo-yo until I was just hanging in front of their face.
Then you're just upside down, if they made dangling.
If you did it into the water, wouldn't like you just be dangling up with your head? What a horrible
curled
way to go.
Up, like, so you don't suffocate.
Yeah,
crunching your abs like crazy.
Yeah. Oh god. I would.
Yeah, I got no abs.
Oh, me neither. We're done. We're all done. Okay. Rest in peace, the three of us.
Death to my crocodile.
Speaking of banana bread.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah. What other bread? What other breads can you make?
Raisin bread.
You can make carrot cake, which is basically carrot bread.
Yeah. Is the recipe for banana bread and carrot cake the same? Just change out the.
Just
I think
feel
it's the
similar.
Spices as well.
I think it is. I think so. What about a new bread? What can we put in bread to make it?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Jackson has to talk.
Yeah. Do you guys know that pumpkin spice doesn't have pumpkin in it?
Oh.
It's just the spices that go in pumpkin bread or pumpkin pie.
Oh. That makes a little bit more sense because I thought the idea of drinking a latte with pumpkin in it sounded fucking gross.
Yeah, me too.
Right. I don't think I've ever had pumpkin spice.
No, because we don't. Pumpkin exists. But at the same
time, we don't care.
Yeah, we've never spiced it. Like when someone's like, "Oh, a spice of pumpkin," I'm like, "Yep, oregano, oil, salt, pepper, some thyme."
Yeah.
What do they put in it? What is pumpkin spice?
It's like cinnamon, nutmeg, some other maybe like, yeah, I don't know, like just kind of like sweet. Kind of holiday spices. But what's crazy is that I've had a pumpkin spice latte. When I was on one of the Plumbing the Death Star UK tours, it was in the UK, they had pumpkin spice lattes. And I had them all the time because I was like, I'm never going to get another chance. And every time I sipped them, I'd be like, I guess I could taste the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I guess.
When I was in the
UK. Huh. Go on.
I was in the UK and they had eggnog lattes. I was chomping down eggnog lattes. It was fucking great.
Damn.
Oh, it was
cool. But anyway,
I think it was Starbucks, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's what we got out. But it just fucked me up to realize there's no... I think sometimes there is like a little bit of a pumpkin, like a sweet pumpkin paste or something that they very rarely put in as well. But most of the time, it's just like the spices you would put on a pumpkin. Anyway, that fucked me up. Well, okay, let's talk about different fruit breads. Yeah.
No, cause I was going to say, because that... As a Melburnian more than anywhere else in Australia, we wouldn't know that because we kicked Starbucks out.
We did.
We got like one Starbucks at Melbourne Central. Yeah. And that's it.
And that's for tourists.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one down the road from Melbourne Central also.
Once again, it's for tourists. It's not. I think I've been in there once. And it was like, just because someone was like, I want to get one of these. And I was like,
Okay, I remember. I think I've done the same thing where I went in once and I was like, I'll just try a Starbucks coffee. Because I'm like, it's in Melbourne. So the coffee, presumably they're getting trained baristas who could just make a good coffee.
Yeah.
Even though it's Starbucks. But no, it was still bad. I was so shocked.
Yeah. Well, don't they use like a weird machine? Yeah, it's not like a regular coffee machine. It's like a weird machine.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Right.
Which is weird that the Macca's coffee is better than the Starbucks coffee here.
Well, do you know that? That's because good Macca's coffee started in Melbourne.
We deserve it.
Being
a Melbournian who doesn't drink coffee, it feels very isolating.
It does. It feels. Yeah. It feels.
I don't drink coffee. I love coffee, but I'm not allowed to drink coffee because my brain's bad.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can have a decaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, how popular, like, how common is decaf in like cafes? Not. I feel like
I've been judged. Not...
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I've been judged because I'll have to get a decaf soy latte because I don't drink milk. Everyone's like, why?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fair.
Yeah, what benefit are you getting?
That's fair. I just like the taste.
Fuck me, I guess.
This isn't funny, but here's good advice for everyone who drinks coffee but doesn't drink milk. Oat milk is the superior alternative milk.
Yeah, oat milk's pretty good.
By far, especially for coffee. I'm talking about for coffee, because it's creamy, and also the taste, it tastes like oat, obviously, but it's like not as obvious oat taste as soy is soy taste.
For sure.
Like it blends and it tastes the coffee better. That's my little 2 cents, all right? If you're an alternative milk person, get oat milk. Or that's something
or do what you like.
Well, apparently, because there's so many TikToks at the moment that are like, I'm an American who went to Australia and I learned all the differences. And one of the ones is apparently Melbourne cafes display what kind of milks they have.
Oh.
Which isn't a universal thing.
It's crazy.
That makes
sense. So like, because we walk into a coffee and they'll have all the milk cartons on display so you can pick your milk.
What? Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
But that's not a universal experience.
I saw a TikTok recently that you made me think of this, especially talking about Starbucks, where someone was like, the reason I don't go to Starbucks is I have no idea what's on the menu. Mm. And I get that. I get the same thing. If I go to a Starbucks, I'm like, there's some secret code that I'm just meant to know how to get these like different fun drinks.
They're not display it?
No.
Or do you just have to vibe it?
You just
kind of
got to vibe it. It's like the first time Subway came in and it was like, you're like,
we were confused.
How do I do this? I just want a fucking sandwich.
Jackson, though.
Yeah.
Didn't you forget how Subway works quite recently?
Yes, I did. I forgot.
What do you mean? It's just sandwiches. Did you used to go, hey, Subway guy, have you heard of this hack? You put mustard on the sandwich. It's a change of life.
No, so I was Uber eating a Subway sandwich. And it's like, what meat do you want? And I was like, meatballs. And then it was like, what vegetables do you want? And somehow, and I don't know how this happened, in my head I was like, it pre-selects some vegetables for you. So it's like, obviously there'll be lettuce, obviously there'll be onion, obviously there'll be like, I don't know, cucumber or whatever. And so I just didn't select any vegetables. And then I went on to sauces and cheese. And so when my Subway came, it was this big sloppy log. And I was like, what happened? Oh. And then I brought this up with people and they were like, the whole fucking point of Subway, Jackson, is that you get to choose. And somehow,
Jackson,
that had just left my brain. I don't know what happened there.
I did basically the exact same thing very recently. But it was with a kebab. It was with a kebab, yeah. Right? It's getting a kebab. And obviously, because with kebabs, you choose your sauce, you choose your meats. In the store, I mean. And then they basically do the rest for you. Right? So I'm like, all right, I'll go chicken. I'll go these sauces. They're the only variables with a kebab. They'll throw in the lettuce and the tomato and the onion or whatever. Nah, I just got a hot tube of spicy meat, and it was yuck.
But the worst part about mine is that it was still quite good. Like, because it's all good flavors, and like meatballs are nice, but I didn't feel good eating it. I felt...
Yeah, well, a meatball sub, I think the most common meatball sub outside of Subway is like just meatball and cheese, and that's kind of it.
For sure. Oh, man, I definitely want Subway for lunch now. This is making me...
No one's eaten kebabs just meat. No, fucked. Because it was so fatty, I ate half of it and just felt sick.
Kebabs just meat is a very drunk decision.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wasn't even drunk at the thing. It was Uber Eats. I had like...
You needed to get drunk for that. You needed to have a... like an action hero who's about to perform their own like sewing up a wound. Yeah. You need to like bite the bottle off of vodka, drink some, eat the meatball sub.
Pour it on the wound. Yeah.
Pour it on the sub. Eat the sub.
Trying to heal on the sub.
Have I ever told you about the worst coffee I've ever had in the UK?
No.
It was like the most baffling thing I've ever watched anyone do. So I ordered a latte, okay? Pretty simple. Basic coffee. This is your, it's your garden variety, your Mario of coffees, right? And this is in the UK at a hotel, right? But with like a little cafe in the hotel. First thing the guy does is he gets like a little cup, like a little, like a teacup almost. He pours a shot of espresso into the teacup, right?
That's great. So far.
While he does that, but it's like quite a small cup, but still a cup, right?
Yeah,
while he does that,
he
pours milk into a machine that just heats up the milk, right? Like a weird tube. Yeah.
No froth.
Heats
up
the
that's
milk.
That's not a latte.
Think about the texture, come on.
Okay, then he pours the hot milk into a glass, okay? Like a different glass, not the cup? Okay, then he gets foam from another machine, which he puts on top of the hot milk. Okay, and I'm watching all of this being like, what is about to happen? Then he gets the little cup, and he tips the cup on top of the frothed milk into the drink. And then he hands over, and it was like, sorry, the glass was not like a coffee glass. It was like a tube. And then he slides it across the counter to me.
Wait, it didn't have a bottom?
It was all going everywhere. But it was just the most baffling. I was like, how have you made this coffee so wrong? Anyway, it was the worst coffee I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, that's weird because it's got all these steps. It's got all the final steps ratios.
Was the coffee good?
It's funny talking about this and being like, because I don't know, people outside of Australia probably don't know this, but Melbourne and Sydney have this like rivalry where we're like, oh, fuck them. Yeah. And then they're all like, oh, fuck them. They love their coffee, those pricks. And like listening to this, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Fuck all. It is annoying. We suck. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't change any one of us. All right? I love being a pretentious prick about coffee. But it's fun to do, and it's yummy.
I was chatting to my brother the other day, and we were talking about how Melbourne and Sydney are in lockdown at the moment.
Yeah.
And we were like, the only way to survive this is to hype up the rivalry. To see who can get out of lockdown quicker, but also be the safest. Because Sydney's currently, like, getting out of lockdown quicker, but more people are dying.
Yeah. We gotta up that rivalry to dangerous proportions. Yeah,
because it became this funny thing, because, like, everyone, because of this, everyone's very aware of who the premiers of each state are. And
beforehand, no one had.
I had no idea who was in charge of Sydney beforehand. But it's so
like people know their own.
Yeah, no one else's. Yeah. But now I'm very aware of every fucking politician, and I was saying to my brother that the rivalry means that we're very comfortable with our own politicians now because as soon as someone like I can complain about Daddy Dan,
yeah, yeah.
But if anyone from Sydney complains, I'm like, no.
You don't know what we're doing.
No,
it's true. Hey, I was having this argument's a bit much, but this heated discussion with my partner recently. Okay, Do you think it's possible within our lifetimes that any state could secede from the country?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's so feasible.
I want to.
I was like, within 100 years, we could be all different countries in Australia. And she's like, no, I just don't see it happening. And I'm like, but so much could change in 100 years. In 100 years.
Yeah, reverse the Federation. Yeah. I mean, Federation wasn't even that long ago. Was it 1901? Yeah, exactly. It was like 120 yesterday. Years ago.
And like, and then, you know, when you're in an argument and you're like, I'm looking it up. I was looking it up. And apparently it's possible, but it's like, it would kind of be a declaration of war if any state did it.
No, it wouldn't be a declaration. Western Australia very nearly did it.
Yeah, they try often.
Isn't it really close?
But apparently...
They're their own country in size. Like, they're so big.
Yeah.
Well,
Western Australia, like it's like the second biggest state of anywhere in the world. I think there's like one state in Russia that's bigger, but Western Australia is like a whole third of Australia. Yeah. And Australia is like the fifth biggest country.
Apparently it's because... So part of our... Not our constitution, but like... The deal to be our own country, whatever that was.
Yeah, the deal. It's called the deal. Yeah.
The big deal with the Queen that we all signed is that we can't. We're not allowed to secede. That would be Britain's against it if we did it. But if all of the states...
I think now they'd understand, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I think so.
Of all people,
but apparently
all
if all the states got together and we agreed that, say, Victoria could be its own country, then it would be fine. But that's the only way it could happen legally. We'd all have to be like, fair enough, Victoria. You've had a good run. You're Victoria the country now.
We wish you
good luck. God bless.
I feel like Victoria could never be its own country, but I feel like Victoria and Tasmania could unite to become one.
To be one
country. Because that's.
I think Tasmania should.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're separate anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're separate, and they seem to have it all sorted.
Yeah, they do look real nice.
Yeah.
They'll flourish without the rest of us waiting.
Yeah, I agree.
We should stop holding them back.
Yeah, we're keeping Tasmania from blossoming, I think.
Yeah.
And on that note, why not? I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Blinkmore.
And I've been Zoe B.
What are you just
going
to
Banana bread.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. For my hands.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.